This is a fun picture. It shows my actual family from, if you look at a kid far off on the right, down the, at the front and right of the picture, that's me. And so I am now of the age of the people far on the left. This is intergenerational storytelling. The gray X, you see that gray X, the G-R-E-A really represents like great grandchild or great grandparent. So the scope of this storytelling goes from our great grandparents that came before us to the great grandchildren that will come after us. That's a scope of interest. For me, that roughly accounts for something like the 1880s up to 2060. That's the extent to which storytelling reaches. My story will reach that far in the forward, and the stories of my great-grandparents have reached me. So one of the fine deceptions that I love is that in my family, I'm known as a grandfather, as Grandpa. And it's perceived to be, by most people, the color of my hair, because I'm gray-headed. Most old people are. So Grandpa sounds like a reference to the color, but actually, I chose the name, and to me, it represents that scope of concern that extends out to the great-grandchildren. What will happen for them? So the scope of this story, landscape, is about what has happened in the past, what is happening today, or what's our situation today with respect to spiritual story and physical story, and what will be coming for the ones that come after us. That's the scope of this work. I think it's pretty self-explanatory that the buttons at the bottom of these main pages are organized so that on the left you have a back button that'll take you to the previous page, a next button that'll take you to the following page, and menu will take you back to the menu that from which you can get to any of the pages.